USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says diplomatic efforts are underway to save Ukrainian fighters barricaded inside a steel plant. In a video late Friday night, Zelensky saying influential intermediaries were involved in the effort. It's unclear how many Ukrainians are inside the factory that's been under attack by Russian forces in the port city of Mariupol. This as Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby spent part of his Friday defending the United States intelligence from sharing information with Ukraine.
We provide them what we believe to be relevant and timely information about Russian units that will allow them to adjust and execute their self-defense.
Security fences remain in place around the Supreme Court following an illegally leaked draft opinion that talks about overturning the landmark case of Roe versus Wade. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Mother's Day is tomorrow, and TimeToPlay.com surveyed moms across the country. Some of the top most desired gifts include a nap, chores, and a meal planned by someone else. In 18 states, especially Midwest states, an afternoon snooze ranks as the number one desired gift. President Biden wants to forgive all student debt across the United States. But Arkansas Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson joins Fox News and explains why some taxpayers in his state would find this unjust.
We have many high school graduates that go straight into the workforce. They get their training. They pay for it as they go. They get some assistance. But they might not go to college. They don't create that debt. And for them to carry the burden of paying off everyone's college debt is basically unfair.
Experts say canceling student loan debt could cost the federal government $321 billion or more. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The first leg of horse racing's Triple Crown takes place today at the Kentucky Derby. 18 horses will be racing for the title at the 148th Run for the Roses in Louisville. The post time for the fastest 2 minutes in sports is set for approximately 6:57 p.m. Eastern Time. These fans are glad to be back at the track after the pandemic.
My dad was a big horse racing fan, never made it to the Derby. He passed right before COVID. And so he said, no, we're going to come down, memorialize you, and finally made it down. So this is about him, too.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. Former President Trump stumped Friday night in Pennsylvania, rallying for Republican Senate candidate Mehmet Oz and others. The former president telling the crowd the candidates he endorsed all came away with primary wins this past week.
Our movement had a series of blockbuster victories in Ohio and Indiana. You know that, right? We nominated an amazing group of mega patriots to fight for us in November.
Republican Senator from Maine, Susan Collins, a pro-choice Republican, came out strongly against Democrats' planned vote on a bill to codify Roe versus Wade into federal law. Collins saying the bill doesn't protect the right of a Catholic hospital to not perform abortions. That right has been enshrined into law for a long time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.